A recent Indianapolis Star investigation found that people are dying in Indiana jails at an alarming rate, with about one person dying every 2 weeks. WFYI's criminal justice reporter Katrina Pross spoke with Indy Star reporter Ryan Martin to bring us more on what he found.
You and another reporter, Tim Evans, recently published an investigative series about jail deaths in Indiana. When did you start working on this story, and how did it come about?
Yeah, Tim Evans, another investigative reporter at The Star, a longtime reporter, he started working on this back in 2017, actually, and I joined him shortly thereafter. But basically what had happened was we kept getting these press releases and we'd see these little stories here and there across the state about people who were dying inside their county jail. And eventually we were kind of wondering, like, how big of a problem is this? This just doesn't seem to be something that is affecting, you know, one person here, one person there. It seems to be bigger than that.
Why did you choose to write about county jails specifically? What sets them apart from state prisons?
For us, the reason we are so interested in jails specifically is because every community has a jail. And in most counties in Indiana, they're a bit of an institution. But most people inside a jail, they are considered pretrial detainees, which means they have not been convicted of any crime. They are being held while awaiting, you know, a court hearing, a trial, see a judge. And under our constitution, under our form of government, they're presumed innocent. People who are in jail are entitled to a certain level of care. And what our reporting shows is that routinely in Indiana, jails fail to meet that standard.
How does Indiana compare to other states when it comes to jail deaths? Are we above or below the national average?
One of the things that's really interesting about Indiana's place in all this is the percentage of people who die in jail because of suicide is much higher in Indiana than it is when you compare it to the national average. And one of the reasons that that really stood out to us is because what we've found in our reporting is that just about every sheriff we talked to described feeling extremely short-staffed. And when you don't have enough staff to monitor and supervise people, you know, those who are at greatest risk of suicide, you know, even if a camera's recording, even if someone's supposed to be watching them, they slip through the cracks, so to speak.
What did you learn from speaking with family members of those who died in jail?
I think a lot of the people who lost someone in jail, they never really felt heard. I know a lot of them also described how difficult it was to get basic answers to what happened to their loved one in jail. And some people are still kind of fighting to this day to get answers about how someone died.
Can you tell me a bit about why this is an important topic for people to know about?
Nobody should die in a county jail. And that's the biggest reason why someone should care about this issue. But, you know, I've gotten asked this question by, you know, different readers, editors, just people in my life. And at the end of the day, I think everyone needs to ask themselves, if they look at a jail in their community in 2021 and see how that jail is being used, does it really line up with what they expect a jail to do? And do they see it as something that is sustainable, you know, moving forward? Or is it something that we need to tackle and improve upon? Because like I said, you know, no jails were designed to handle the challenges that are being thrown at sheriffs today.
Thank you, Ryan, for speaking with me about your series. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me on and for keeping the issue in front of people. You know, if anyone listening has any tips for us, we'd love to hear them too. Thanks.
That was Indy Star investigative reporter Ryan Martin speaking with WFYI's Katrina Pross about his recent series on jail deaths in Indiana.